Tomorrow, hundreds of millions of Christians around the world will be celebrating Messiah's resurrection. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Specifically, the evidences for Yeshua's resurrection, and then the implications of Yeshua's resurrection for us. The resurrection of Messiah is the central fact which establishes the Christian messianic Jewish faith. Our faith stands or falls on Yeshua's resurrection. So, did Yeshua actually rise from the dead? And can we know if he really rose from the dead? Thanks be to God, there are many convincing evidences that let us know that Yeshua's resurrection really happened. Let's start with the evidence from the prophets. Messiah's death and his resurrection were made known by God to his prophets centuries before they happened. For example, Isaiah chapter 53. He was cut off from the land of the living. That means he was killed. He was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. Messiah is clearly dead and buried, and yet it's not over. The Lord goes on to say, therefore I will give him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his life to death. So God's servant is rewarded, and he in turn rewards others after his death. This means only one thing, Messiah's resurrection. Messiah's death and resurrection, Isaiah 53. Other prophecies about Messiah's resurrection, Zechariah 12:10, Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, Psalm 118, verses 22 through 23. So Yeshua's resurrection is consistent with this preparatory revelation that God gave to his prophets who made these truths known to us. Then we have the evidence from Yeshua himself. Yeshua repeatedly predicted that he would die and rise again. Two examples. In Jerusalem, at Passover, at the beginning of his ministry, after cleansing the temple, Yeshua said to the leaders, destroy this temple, referring to himself, his life, his body, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. His death and resurrection predicted by Yeshua himself. Matthew 16, around Caesarea Philippi, after Yeshua asked his disciples who people were saying he was, Peter declared that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Then Yeshua began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He told them that he would be killed, but on the third day, he would be raised from the dead. Yeshua's resurrection is consistent with the prophetic knowledge Yeshua revealed about himself. The evidence that Yeshua really was dead, that he didn't just faint and revive like some skeptics have claimed. We know from the Word of God that Yeshua was beaten, he was terribly whipped, and then he was crucified. He was pierced by a spear His legs were not broken to speed up his death because he was already dead on the cross. And his death was verified by a Roman officer, a man who was an expert in death. There's no question that Yeshua really died on the cross. Then we have the evidence of the empty tomb. Yeshua's body was placed in a tomb carved out of rock. The heavy stone at the entrance of the tomb prevented entrance and exit. The tomb was guarded by soldiers, preventing entrance and exit. However, in spite of this, the stone was moved away from the entrance of the tomb, and Yeshua's body mysteriously disappeared. The grave clothes that covered his body remained in the tomb and were undisturbed, but no longer contained a body. The evidence of the empty tomb. The evidence of Yeshua's post-resurrection appearances. After Yeshua's resurrection, he appeared to Mary, then to other women, to Peter, to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, to 10 of the disciples at one time, to 11 of them 8 days later, to 7 of them by the lake of the Galilee, the Kinneret, to 500 at one time, to James, the brother of Yeshua, and finally, to Rabbi Paul. The testimony of hundreds of reliable witnesses who all said that they saw the resurrected Yeshua under very different circumstances should be believed. If you were on jury duty and you had hundreds of witnesses who all testified to something that they saw or someone that they saw under different conditions, you would believe their testimony. The evidence that women were the first to discover Yeshua's resurrection. The following quote is from Stephen Jordan in an article he wrote titled 9 Evidences for the Resurrection of Jesus. Quote, "When dealing with historical events, one piece of evidence that lends credibility to an account's authenticity is the inclusion of embarrassing details. All 4 Gospels mention that several women were the first to find the empty tomb, which makes them primary eyewitnesses. This is significant because in first century Jewish and Roman cultures, women were looked down upon by men, and their testimony was frequently regarded as untrustworthy. If the writers of the Gospels were making up a story that they wanted people to believe, they would have stated that men were the first to find the tomb empty. Why didn't they do that? Because they wanted to tell the truth. Women were really the first to find the tomb empty." The evidence that women were the first to discover Yeshua's resurrection. The extra biblical account of Yeshua's resurrection by Josephus. Josephus was a very reliable first century Jewish historian. In his book, The Antiquity of the Jews, he specifically wrote about Yeshua and about Yeshua's resurrection. The existence of the church, Messianic Judaism, Christianity. If Yeshua did not rise from the dead, Messianic Judaism, Christianity, the church would never have started. All the hostile Jewish and Roman authorities needed to do to end the movement of Yeshua's followers, which they wanted to do, was produce Yeshua's dead body. But they never were able to do that. If Yeshua wasn't resurrected, he would have been another false Messiah. And there were a lot of false messiahs. He would have been another false Messiah who would have been quickly forgotten. The evidence of transformed lives. Only Yeshua's resurrection could have transformed dispirited, fearful disciples and hostile family members into those who are willing to give up their lives for the message about the resurrected Messiah, Yeshua. James, Yeshua's brother, who at first did not believe in him, became the leader of the great Jerusalem community, which was the mother community of all the other churches and communities in the world. Peter, who denied Yeshua three times, became a fearless follower. And boy, did God use Simon Peter. Paul, deadly opponent of the first Messianic Jews, turned into the greatest missionary and evangelist the world has ever seen. Only Yeshua's resurrection explains the transformation of these men and so many more. Over the centuries, millions more have been transformed by Yeshua. Maybe you have too. The evidence of Yeshua's impact on the world. Not only have hundreds of millions of individuals been transformed by Yeshua, the entire world has changed because of him, especially Western civilization. Western civilization cannot be understood apart from the life, the death, the resurrection of Yeshua. Consider this. Today is March 30th, 2024. Why 2024? Well, our calendar begins with the birth of Yeshua. It's been 2,024 years since Yeshua was born, more or less. Yeshua's impact on the world has been so great that most of the world measures time because of him. Tell me that that is not impactful. I was thinking about it. Yesterday, the New York Stock Exchange was closed. The NASDAQ was closed. I think the banks were closed. Why? It was to honor the life of a young Jewish carpenter turned rabbi who died on Good Friday. We don't close the stock markets for many people. I don't think we do it for President Washington or Lincoln or any. So the great financial markets in the United States and Europe all closed because of the life of Yeshua of Nazareth. Isn't that something? Rabbi Hyman Enelo, who was not a follower of Yeshua, wrote this about him. Yeshua, well, he said Jesus, has become the most renowned, most studied, and most influential figure in the history of mankind. The love he has inspired, the comfort he has given, the good he has engendered, the hope and joy he has kindled are unequaled in human history. No Jewish person should be indifferent to the fact that this one Jewish man has had such a tremendous part in the religious history of mankind. And you know what? Rabbi Hyman Enelo was right. And yet, sadly, he never became a follower of Yeshua. The world would not have been impacted so greatly by this one Jewish man if Yeshua had not been raised from the dead. Those are the evidences for Yeshua's resurrection. Now, I want to talk about the implications of Yeshua's resurrection for us. If Yeshua didn't rise from the dead, then the New Testament is a fraudulent document. It is a lie. And our faith is worthless, useless. But if Yeshua really was resurrected, his resurrection is so significant, so meaningful. His resurrection is God's seal of approval on everything that Yeshua did and taught. Yeshua's resurrection lets us know that Yeshua is indeed the Son of God, like he claimed to be, the one and only Lord and Savior, which he claimed to be, and the coming King of Israel and the nations, which he claimed to be. Yeshua's resurrection lets us know that he is absolutely unique, different from every other human being who has ever lived. He is far greater than all of the prophets of Israel, great as they were. Yeshua's resurrection sets Messianic Judaism, Christianity, apart from all other religions and philosophies and ideologies. Yeshua's resurrection is the basis for our resurrection. Yeshua said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. I am the resurrection and the life." Rabbi Paul added this: "If you confess with your mouth, if you openly declare that Yeshua is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will live forever." Yeshua's resurrection is the basis for our resurrection. So I hope you believe that Yeshua was resurrected, risen from the dead, has overcome death, is alive right now, and has ascended to the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and that Yeshua is there right now, this resurrected Lord and Savior, full of life and grace and love and power. I hope you believe that. However, it's one thing to believe that Yeshua is alive, and it is another thing to have him living in us. And this is where the rubber hits the road. We can believe intellectually that Yeshua is risen from the dead and not be saved. The demons know Yeshua is risen from the dead, but they are not saved. We can believe that Yeshua has overcome death and has been resurrected and not be living a successful, God-honoring life. We can believe that Yeshua was resurrected, and we can live in such a way that for us, his resurrection really never happened. There is belief that is limited to the facts, and there is belief that fills the mind and the heart and the soul. We can participate in a beautiful Easter service, and I know that there will be hundreds of millions of people who call themselves Christians tomorrow going to beautiful Easter services. But if the Spirit of Yeshua is not living in us and we're not living in His Spirit, it doesn't mean much that we participate in a beautiful Easter service. We can say, Christ is risen, and respond, He is risen indeed a dozen times tomorrow. But if we're not living in the Spirit, those words are meaningless. We can have a delightful family Easter gathering, have a wonderful time with our family, eat some great food. But if the Spirit of Yeshua is not living in us and we're not living in the Spirit, our belief in Yeshua is useless. Yeshua's resurrection, which really happened, is incomplete unless the risen Lord is living in us. Because His Spirit is living in us. The Spirit of Yeshua lives in us when we know who He is, the resurrected Lord and Savior, the Son of God, and we make a serious commitment to follow Him. When we transfer our loyalties to Him, when we become loyal to Him, God then gives us a new nature, and the Spirit of Yeshua takes up residence in us and lives in us. Then it's our responsibility to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. We do that by reading the Word of God, reading the Bible, thinking about the Word of God and putting it into practice. We live in the Spirit by talking to God throughout the day, having a running conversation with God throughout the day, and by serving our brothers and sisters in a good community of Yeshua followers. That is so important. When we live in the Spirit, we're aware of God, we're alive to God, and the Spirit leads us step by step. Each step we take is directed and led by the Spirit. When we live in the Spirit, we will share the Son of God's mind and heart and spirit. We will have His passion for proclaiming the message of salvation to a lost and dying world. When we live in the Spirit, we will love our brothers and sisters in Messiah's community and will actually want to be with them and get to know them, serve them, help them. We will love and understand the Word of God. We will hunger and thirst for righteousness. When we live in the Spirit, we will have peace, even when we're going through trials, difficulties, hard times. When we live in the Spirit, we will enjoy a happiness that is not dependent on our circumstances. When we live in the Spirit, our hope of living forever with the eternal God in His glorious kingdom will be very real to us, very precious to us. When we live in the Spirit, we will hate sin, disobedience, compromise, rebellion against God. When we live in the Spirit, we won't yield to the sinful desires of our old nature. When we live in the Spirit, we won't love this world and its corrupt values. When we live in the Spirit, the fear of man and the desire for the approval of the majority will fade away. May each one of us be thoroughly convinced that Yeshua rose from the dead, is alive now, the living Lord and Savior. And may we live in his Spirit and experience the power of Yeshua's resurrection in our minds and hearts and souls. Amen.